bangers last night, and you know, we might get into a real banger. I didn't ask permission to play this. It might be a leak. I don't know. We might get into a real banger later on. It's been a bad 24 hours for music. Okay, it's too hot in this car. It says my phone claims it's going to be 68 degrees here this afternoon, which is warm. It's been barely 60 most days. I don't know what to even make of that. So that's why I'm driving away, getting out of here before it melts. Also, I'm getting food. It's not the way that I want it. It's just the way that I need it. As a poet once said. Hi, can I get a number 5 with a large Diet Coke to drink?
Anything else I can get for you?
Nope, that's it.
All right, that's going to be $8.43. That's the first one, please.
All right, thank you. It's pretty fucked up that I can get one sandwich and a hash browns and a large drink and it's $8, or I can get two of the chicken sandwich, breakfast sandwiches that are like way more filling, no hash browns, and a drink for like $6. Trimmed the hair on my face and neck this morning, and now every time I look down, a remainder of a hair attaches itself to my sweatshirt, my hoodie, or my t-shirt, and pulls and tugs, and it hurts very bad. Thanks, you too.
Good morning, lad.
Good morning, yeah. Thanks, you too. Everybody play it cool.
Thank you.
Danny Brown's hit song, Having a Roni. The Bruiser Brigade. Getting on the other side of this zone, which I'm entering right now, and then breaking people off with this this hot leak for say there's another video game movie happening, and I've gotten access to a cut from the soundtrack, and looking for permission to leak it here in the car, if that's okay. All right. Okay. Look forward to that in, let's say, about 10 minutes or so, depending on how bad traffic is. Actually, if traffic's not bad over here, I'm starting to wonder if this area is just, the signal is fine unless there's a lot of traffic, because then there's a bunch of people piled up right here with phones, and it just can't handle the capacity or something. So what I'm hearing is that you don't want to take any responsibility for what happened. Okay, then. Okay. Yeah, speaking simulator. Yes. I want to do a speaking simulator. And also, what was that other game? Through the game about how fucking bad World War II was, through the something and something. The Rise of Fascism. : The Rise of Fascism. That's not the actual name of the game, but it's a very grim video game that I was somewhat stricken by its grimness. I believe that is also out today. Through the Fire and the Flames. Yes, that's... no traffic through here, so hopefully it's okay. So, a prominent musician sent this to me. It was a leak. As I understand it, it's a leak from the soundtrack to an upcoming video game movie. Gotta scroll back here. Find it. Maybe it was Tommy Tallarico. Yeah, I mean, who can say? It's they didn't. They put out the press release, but didn't put out who produced it. So, open in VLC. Okay, sure. Oh, wait. Hang on. Okay, hang on.
My heart and my soul, you see that I ran rings of gold and awards sit on my nightstand. Take my life, I made it so far away. Bring my our struggles to task me from this island. Leave my knuckles attack me from my findings. Where I'm headed to, the seems too far away. So I run. Bring me up, creep on me, let's creep on me, slow down when you bring me up. Speed me up. So I run. Keep me up, creep on me, let's creep on me, slow down when you bring me up. Speed me up.
Stand in my lane, best friend in tales. Now it's running on wheels, I can never fail.
I think it's weird that rapping about tails in a Bugsy movie, but you know.
Turn down the bass, so I tell the DJ, leave me up. They was sleeping on me, now they see me up. Beat me up, hands on me like Leapaw. Hands on me like 23. 9-11, nigga, speed fast. You was stopping, got a level up on this. Tell the baby, I'ma hit her up, but she bad. Money in my phone, and now I'm running to the cash, yeah. Marathon, chill like this is great. Spin dash to the safe, do the dash, I take it. And where I'm headed to, see so far away.
Another platinum hit. Yeah, it's, you know, Tommy Tallarico probably had to take a lot of time out of, you know, his Roblox efforts and his Intellivision efforts, but, you know, thank God he did. The videos, the back and forth, the community videos, and then the stuff that he has posted, and all of that stuff about the oof noise in Roblox being something that he made, it is, like, intense. Like, it's too much to, I can't watch it. Like, I put any of it on, I'm just like, I don't want to see this. I don't want to see any part of this.
To be a farmer and I made a living fine. I had a little stretch of land along the CB line, But times went by and though I tried, the money wasn't there. And the bankers came and took my land and told me fair is fair. I looked for every kind of job, the answer always no. Hire you now, they'd always laugh, we just let 20 go. The government, they promised me a measly little sum. But I've got too much pride to end up just another bum. Then I thought, who gives a damn if all the jobs are gone? I'm gonna be a pirate on the River Saskatchewan. And it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. And it's a ho, hey, hi-ho, hey, farmers by your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores.
I burned my tongue on those hash browns. Oh, sorry, I rolled down my windows. If I roll down my windows, will it cancel this out?
Knock on your door and want you to join a secret society, you should do it. Now, I'm not saying the occult's out there, because there's some weird secret societies out there, but a well-vetted, really solid secret society can really matter in your life. I'm a member of several secret societies, and once you're in a secret society, you realize you don't feel like it's that secret, because a lot of times we put our names on doors and when we put it out there, but the world just seems to look past it. Because it so blends into the structure and the madness of society, secret societies actually exist right around you and are helping you out right now, and you have no idea. And sometimes they'll say, hey, we're from this society, and you won't even pay attention to it. So if they're knocking at your door and they want you to join a secret society, should you join? And I'm going to give you several ideas of why you should, because I think it's helped me a lot in life. Number one is that you get good connections. The reason they ask you to join is because they like you. They think you have values like them, and that creates a connection, and you can't buy that kind of connection. That kind of respect cannot be bought with money. So once they knock on your door, which they won't knock on your door, once they give you the phone call and ask you in, that creates a connection that you can't buy for money. Second, friendships. That's what begins with honoring someone. It's a step towards friendship. And you create mutual bonds with these people that you might not have gotten the street, because it started off from an issue of respect. You don't have to start off from the ground of, I don't know if I trust you just yet. We got to earn each other. It amplifies that, and it moves a lot faster. So friendships get tighter, last longer, and become bigger in secret societies. Now, from a business standpoint, why is a secret society good for you? Well, first of all, once you have this connection, this friendship, or this respect, you'll find that contracts happen a lot faster. Oh. I've been in a poker game where a guy was saying, I'm thinking about adding this position on my company, and the guy across the table said, in the secret society said, I would do that, I can do that for your company. And he said, hire. They reach across the hand, they shake hands, deal was done right there. It happened that quick. And I see that happen all the time. Because once you take that mutual connection, contracts happen really fast. The second thing is, or third or fourth thing is, deals come to you sometimes. Or you have an option to go to a deal. I've been in a meeting, we actually went with a group to watch a football game. And someone heard what I did, and they said, you know what, you need an agent for that. I'm going to line you up with a guy. And I ended up walking in the office, had a big agent. My big agent's in New York right now. If I walk in the office to that agent who knows how I'm connected to this whole deal, that agent's going to say, hey, come right on in. And it always boggles the minds of secretaries when they see me walk past and just say, hey, I'm the guy. I'm Paul Taylor. I'm going past you. I don't have the barriers that everybody else is because I'm part of that secret society.
That does sound pretty good.
There are new worlds out there. And being part of a secret society sometimes opens you up to history and new parts of the world. I've known through secret societies, I've had connections that took me to parts of Europe I never would have gone to before. It allows you an in outside of what you're used to seeing, because you have friends back home,
but they
know nothing more than Texas or nothing more than New York.
And the longer we listen to it, the more I'm worried, like, oh, no, this dude is just...
Being part of a society opens you up to a bigger idea of the world. And a lot of times that's good for you as a person, and it's good for you for business. And then sometimes being part of a secret society gives you insides. Because what you need when you travel around the United States is you need somewhere to stay. And not all of us in our early days have money to cough up for every hotel everywhere we go. And even if you do have money right now, you want to pick up and you want to go to Pittsburgh. You want to pick up and you want to go to Philadelphia. You want to pick up and go to L.A. You don't know what to see. And yes, you can go on, you go on TripAdvisor and look, but there's so many intricate things that make those towns great that only being part of a secret society would you have that kind of connection with someone to go, hey, I can help you out. Because anytime someone in my societies wants to go to Los Angeles, they call me up and they say, where should I stay? Where should I go? Where should I not go? And they know when I give them that information, it comes compact and it's good. It's quality information. The internet, sometimes the good comes the bad. So there are just six quick reasons why joining a secret society is good. I think it's made me very successful in life. It doesn't make you successful on its own. What it is a tool. Secret societies are a tool, and if you use them and you build those friendships, they will help you out. But a secret society on its own isn't suddenly going to make you rich. You're not going to walk in and go, hey, I'm wealthy. But it is going to create the atmosphere that you can do better. And if you use it, it's a good vetting process. You're going to have mentors in that group that you can go to if you have problems and say, listen, I'm struggling with this business idea. I need a mentor. Someone in there will mentor you. That's okay, because in that world, mentorships are good. So if someone wants to mentor you, accept that, because you're going to learn a lot faster. There's no need for you to make every mistake in life. Accept a mentor in a secret society, because they'll help you out. And you'll see that secret societies are the secret.
What the fuck is happening?
And making things good. All right, go out there and make money.
What? What? Go out there and make money, y'all.
this yak. Niggas about to get blown with the Mac.
Okay.
Riding around the block with a Glock. Yo ass finna get shot. That's the silencer. That's the grenade launcher. I'm finna kill you. I'm finna drill you. And now you bleed. They bleed. They bleed. When I shoot you in your neck, the noise gon' bleed. You know I will shoot you in your eye just so I can hear the bleed.
Making my way through the hood, sipping this yak. Niggas about to get blown with the Mac. Riding around the block with a Glock. Yo ass finna get shot. That's the silencer. That's the grenade launcher. I'm finna kill you. I'm finna drill you. And now you bleed.
They bleed.
Closed down the IHOP here a while back, and it's been undergoing some construction, and now it looks like it is just like a collectible, like a fucking baseball card store.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
We've got that much anticipated interview with them franchise boys coming up in a minute. But first, check out this brand new fire from your old Droog.
For a moment in time, and it seemed everlasting that you would always be mine. And you wanna be free, so I'm letting you fly. I know in my heartbeat, our love will never die. No, you'll always be a part of me. I'm part of you indefinitely.
Fuck off. Also, fuck off.
I'm packed and I'm holding, I'm smiling. She living, she golden, she lives for me. Said she lives for me, ambition. Her own motivation. She comes round and she goes down on me. And I make you smile like a joke for you. You wanted you coming over you. Keep on smiling what we go through. Won't stop to the rhythm that divides you. And we speak to you like the chorus of the verse. Drop another line at the corner with the girls. Coming like a freak show, take the stage. We give up the game she plays. She said, I want something else to get me through this. Send me jump kind of life, baby.
Oh,
ugly, now it's time to have fun. Work hard, play hard, that's a slow gun. All the ladies stare when we step up in the place. Got a cutie, she's a beauty all up in my face. When it comes to partying, it's going down. When we hit the floor, best show in town. In the VIP, ladies all around. Rascals and me, about to put it down. Everybody's dancing, having a ball. Got their hands in the air, no one's on the wall. Saw a dime at the bar about 5 feet tall. She gave me the number and said,
give me a call.
This type of thing happens every occasion. Don't get caught up, that's not in the equation. Got my mind on my money, and my money on my mind. But right now I'm trying to have a real good time. Come on.
I'm a baby, I'm old, just a miracle man. I'm a baby, let's get the party cooking.
It is just a macho thing. That's a good point.
This is just a macho thing. Everybody's moving with their hands in the air. I like the girl over there with the long blonde hair. Shaking her thing like it's the end of the world. She's looking our way, her and all her girls. Up in the club, center of attention. Me and my crew at the bar, big pimpin'. Ladies point cause they're interested. They step to us and put in their bid. And we don't mind cause they're looking. They wanna chill cause we're poppin' bubbly. They wanna hang out at the after party. Meet us later on in the hotel lobby. It's 2 a.m., about time to go. Pay off the tab, then we hit the door. Then I ask the girls what you wanna do.
Whatever you want, but we're rolling with you. Come on, baby, I'm old, just a
The bathroom, the bathroom. Where is the bathroom? The bathroom, the bathroom. We're going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
The bathroom is the place.
I got an eight ball. We got, where's the bathroom?
Where we need to go pee pee poo poo. The bathroom has a toilet to go pee pee poo poo. You wash your hands with water and soap too. The
cocaine speaking.
What's up with that?
I'm a lawyer, all the way to my tomb. I'm a lawyer, all the way to the moon. You the girl that I'm going there. Sitting there watching Boomerang, Tom and Jerry, Tom and Jerry, Tom and Jerry.
You just say you're watching Tom and Jerry on Boomerang.
Tell your mama that we getting married, getting married, getting married, getting married.
Ah, they on some Flintstones shit.
Yo, classic murder, slick gun material. Burnt up bodies that rot, we no burial. Hammers that hardly work, go to work like a slave on a hot day. We no water, blow you for props in the cop's face. Might get locked up. Takes that play, handles, they can get popped up. Face falling off they cheekbone. Gotta take meat from the ass to sew it back on a piece, homes. It's ground beef in the streets, so we squeeze chrome. Like fresh fruit from a tree, so the heat's cold. Your mama missing, your boys are crying. Cut your balls out your nutsack, the cheeks are buying. Shit bags is like gift bags. You get it for free if you bash the front. Classic cotton, you keep stunning. The gym star rip song. Look, homie, it's the blood and sweet steaks. God plug you down in the club, how you like that, sweet cakes?
Yo, it was a minute after 12 when a tragedy struck. Niggas emptied on Sun and left him leaning right in Valerie struck. The red Cherokee blood was pouring out his head heavily. The only motive for murder was red and he was jealous. They found the slumped over the...
Where's the bathroom?
I'm waking up to ash and dust.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening.
Yeah, I'm doing the town, I'm doing it right in the evening.
Pleasing.
The whole town.
Muskrat Susie, muskrat Sam, do the jitterbug at a muskrat land.
Wanna be the biggest river, then so cool you could tell. Milai mo, ima mo, kake nuke lo.
Made it, and I'm gonna go. Live stream later today.